All right, y'all, welcome back to the Tyson James Podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how to use your imagination. And I know that I've spoken on this a few times, but I wanted to make it a lot clearer this time. In your imagination, I want you to actually spend time imagining what you want. And I want to go a little bit deeper today. So let's break down the word imagination. And in the dictionary, they have it defined as form a mental image or concept. Let's talk about the word form. The word form, the visible shape or configuration of something that you see in your mind, something that you construct and build in your mind, to form a mental visualization of a desired thing. After you do this for some time, and you'll see exactly what it is you desire in perfect form. Write it down and capture the feeling. The stronger the emotion, the faster the materialization will be. And what I mean by capture the feeling is that in your imagination, while you're visualizing this thing, this person, whatever it is you want for your life, the stronger you feel about this, the faster it will materialize. And I want to give a testimony about how this worked to let you know that I am not just making this up or telling you this, and this has worked for many of people, and it works pretty much all the time. And I'm gonna tell you how I thought about my wife in my imagination obsessively every day before I met her. I was dating a lot of girls and still not meeting the one that I so desired. So when I would go home, or not only go home, when I would be home, because I spent a lot of time home alone, I would be home and I would be visualizing my wife, what she looked like, the qualities that she would possess, and how I captured the feeling was I would be listening to these R&B playlists that I created of songs that reminded me and made me feel good. And I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but I would do this all the time for hours on end, thinking about her brown skin, her glasses. She would be business-minded. She would be a college graduate. She would come from a good family. She would have a good credit score. I would be able to bring her around people and be proud of her. I would listen to the music and lay in my bed and imagine all of the things that we would do together, the places we would go, how I would hold her hand, how I would provide for her. I mean, all the things that I have now, I once only imagined when it came to my partner, my spouse. And a lot of y'all out there, I'm not sure about a lot of y'all, but a lot of people specifically are single and keep running into bad characters and people that they don't want to be with because all they talk about is and imagine is what they don't want. And they do that with such intense feeling that's the thing that keeps popping up on their 3D screen, on their time and space. The feelings and the thought magnetize them to these people that they say that they don't want. And I wanted to give another testimony on how I use my imagination and my feelings to materialize the things that I have in my life now. After my wife and I got married, we were trying to conceive a child. And I wanted to do this, but I didn't put a lot of thought or imaginative or use my imagination, because I thought that it would just happen because, you know, we was doing it. So this was not something that I actually imagined all the time, at least not with the intensity that I had to draw my wife into my life. So anyway, we weren't having a baby, and you know, we were trying. So my wife decided to go to a doctor. So we went to a doctor. Doctor ran some tests. Doctor said my wife couldn't get pregnant because of this or because of that. And the only way that she would get pregnant is if she has some medical assistance. Now, hearing this, I was very furious. I didn't believe a word that doctor said. So as we're sitting across from his desk and he's telling us the news, and I'm listening to the news, but I'm not taking it in. I'm telling him that that's not true. And I remember the day we left his office, and I was telling him that, you know, she's going to get pregnant without any medical assistance, and she's going to have my child. Well, from that moment on, all I could think about was her being pregnant, us having our daughter Skylar now, what our family would be like, how it would be to have her in home, start come picking out names, all of these things. And I would imagine my wife being pregnant. Not only did I think that she can get pregnant, I knew that she can get pregnant. And I would have these intense emotions and these feelings towards my wife getting pregnant, and how greater our family would be having children by her. So with that, we actually had two kids without any assistance from the medical field. So I wanted to let you know that I wanted to explain these principles to you, because you also have creative powers within you. And a lot of times, majority of the times, people aren't using their imagination correctly. They're using it actually against them. So I wanted to provide you with a few principles and instructions on how to use your imagination. And I also got these two verses from the Bible. One is from Mark, and this is what God said. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I want to read that again, because I'm not sure if that came out right. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. pray, imagine, meditate. Same difference to me. And there's one more verse, Romans 12:2. And not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And be ye conformed, and be not conformed to this world, meaning don't think from the outside world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind, meaning that if you renew your mind and your thinking and your imagination, you can transform the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind, and ye may prove what is that good and accept an acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12. So I wanted to show you, I wanted to tell you from my own personal experience. Then I also found these words and scripture backing up what I'm telling you guys right now. That's Romans 12. For some reason, I don't feel like that translated well. So you can look that up yourself, and it's right there. The first one is from Mark. God said, this is what God said, Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Well, that's what I did in both instances. And I use my imagination all the time to draw things to me. And I have so many more testimonies that I will share later on down the line. I just thought that this was so important that I share with you today on the podcast. And I hope that you take this if you're having troubles manifesting things that you want in your life, creating things that you want in your life. I hope that this message was clear and understandable to you for you to put it in practice and draw forth the things that you desire to have in your life. Again, I am so thankful. I am so grateful to everyone that's been listening, to everyone that's been sharing, to the texts, to the phone calls, to you guys reaching out. If you want to reach out, don't hesitate. The phone number is 609-501-9164. If we don't answer the phone, we will get back to you as soon as possible at our earliest convenience. We appreciate you taking the time to listen. We appreciate you being here. And again, this is the Tyson James Podcast, a therapy session for Kid from the projects. And we're going to end the podcast on that note. I love you guys. Thank you for coming back week after week. And I really hope that you got something from our podcast today. And that's it. We out. Peace.